Just wanted to give a little bit of a background about Upasika Ghee for those who don't know. We actually, during a winter retreat, I think it was like 2004, it was one of the books that was read during the retreat. she was a laywoman who was born in 1901 in Rajpuri, a town west of Bangkok. Ajahn Jeff calls her the foremost woman Dhamma teacher in 20th century Thailand. She started her practice at an early age. Her mother taught her the rudiments of Buddhist practice, such as nightly chants and precepts. During her teens, she devoted all her spare time to Dhamma books and to meditation. And her working hours were spent running a small store and in order to support her father in his old age, which she continued to do after his death. And the thought then was saving enough money so that when she had enough, she could enable herself to live the remainder of her life in a secluded place, giving herself fully to the practice. At the age of 44, she was able to move out, and she moved with her aunt and uncle to an abandoned monastic dwelling on a hill near their home, and they began to live their lives as upasikas and upasika, devoted female and male devotees of the Buddha. And although she picked up the rudiments of meditation during her frequent visits to monasteries during her youth, most of her practice and learning was on her own without formal study under a meditation teacher. And again, in Ajahn Jeff's words, most of her instruction came from books, the Pali Canon, and the works of contemporary teachers, and was tested in the crucible of her own relentless honesty. She died at the age of 77, 1978, and as of the printing of this book, which was 2005, the center that she and her aunt and uncle began was being run by a committee and was able to accommodate up to 60 people staying there.